Join us here at Last Adam Tabernacle as we bring Christ to the nation.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. It's good to see us all. When you're the preacher and they call you to stand here, first of all, your eyes go. They run to and fro. Yeah, just to, first of all, do roll call very quickly. Who came in early? Who came in late? Yeah. But thank you all for coming. Worship team, that was a wonderful, wonderful session. Let us really appreciate them. And then at one point, I was like, "Rana, God, help me see you why." Like, we should continue in this spirit till the end. Amen. Olive is your neighbor, first-time visitor. She's a returning visitor. You're very welcome. Yes. It's my first time to see you, maybe second, but I don't really remember. Hallelujah. God is good. And all the time. And that's his nature. Wow. Yes, so we thank God for this year. Something that maybe, what's her name? Esther didn't say, is that this week we're not having the prayer meeting. Yeah, so we're next meeting on 31st. And we are starting at 6, not arriving at 6. Glory to God. We are starting at 6, to Simbula at 6 p.m. until midnight. Or slightly after midnight, yeah? Because, I mean, we have to go back home. So that will be our night service. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And there is no, oh, yes, and there is no service. Yeah, no, there is no Christmas service. Because I was like, today is Sunday, why should? Yes, there is no Christmas service. So go visit other churches if you're led to. Stay home if you're led to. Dress decently. Go to good places that are not going to. Tatuagala kutula one on 31st. We break, we curse, we bring down. Keep it the way it is until we come back and we just continue. Not so LAT. Yes, don't go and pick things from, yeah, from places between now and 31st, because I know it's such a jovial season and many things can happen. Many things can happen. Hallelujah. Yes. So last week, we talked about understanding our season of transition. Yeah. And as a church, we are in a season of transition, definitely. Yeah. And this is why I think we're in a season of transition. Because as per the dream, the latest from heaven, the latest broadcast from heaven, glory to God, that came as, who has the latest broadcast you made? Be there, Muneng and Iwano, saying the latest, yet last night you could have gotten something from. Pastor, is there the latest before? The pastor says, nah. Dennis, is there anything? We are checking now before we start. Is there anything, Dennis, that needs to be shared? All right. So, the latest from heaven is that we are actually in a season of numerical growth. Yes, that is the latest. Turn around and see today. I don't know where all you guys have come from, but I don't know. Yeah. Yes, but very soon, Rachel will need more seats and more seats and more seats. And also, I know that next year, our children from our children's church, some of them are graduating. So Rachel, please make room here. Yeah. Make room, and also I hope that there are others who will be coming to join us. But that aside, as LAT, we are in a season of numerical growth. Remember, the Lord told us through the dream that Minister Dennis had, that the jacaranda tree must blossom, you know. Then before that, there was a dream that came and encouraged us that the engine of the church was doing well. Yes, it was in good shape. Then after that, Dennis had that dream. I think Pastor was fasting, Dennis wasn't fasting, but then Dennis has the dream, which again adds on to what the Lord had already spoken to Pastor. okay, that the jacaranda tree must blossom, will blossom, all right? And then recently, like I've been saying, the latest from heaven is that we are in a season of numerical growth. Hallelujah. I feel like I should entitle just that part, eh? This is maybe like a news clip from heaven, yeah? The way CNN or BBC start, so I start, Joe, I'm broadcasting from heaven, yeah? So, yes, so I have to remind us, that is how, but these things are very, very important. Why? Because we human beings, we, the pastor, Dennis, or you, we don't come up with these things. This is what God is telling us from heaven. And we are going with it. This is where we are. We didn't sit down in a meeting and decide that towards the end of the year, we shall have sermons concerning blossoming, sermons concerning numerical growth. We did not sit in a leader's meeting and decide that, okay? So when God tells you something like that, you have to take it serious. You must run with it, yeah? And that is my work today. So as these dreams kept on coming and the words of encouragement, I realized that, you know what? I started paying more close attention to change, the changes which are coming. And then I realized, no, I must understand that change doesn't come at once. Change comes through a transition process. Glory to God. When you have new leaders in a country, there is what they usually call the first 100 days, yes? And what do you think those first 100 days, at least I know that this happens for the president of America, where it's actually even on news. Eh? What has he done in the first 100 days of office? What they broadcast is they talk about it. What has happened? What are the changes? But usually, in my simple understanding, those are days that are given to transition. Now, after those 100 days, now we get to see the real thing. Glory to God. So even for us who are here today, LAT, I am glad that I'm actually talking about understanding a season of transition at the end of the year. Because we are, first of all, crossing over in the physical into a new year. Hallelujah. I was looking at, and I got amazed at how this sermon is corresponding. I'm not saying that this is the reason why it is spiritual. But just when I was thinking about it, I'm like, wow, this is the time we're celebrating, commemorating the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ. And that was a time when the earth, something in the spirit transitioned. Glory to God. When a king was born and something in mankind changed. Hallelujah. So I was like, wow. Like I just kept on seeing. You know, like when you want to buy that particular car that you zero down on, you start to see it a lot more often. Yeah? If it is maybe a watch that you want to buy. A tree, yes, hallelujah. Pastor, thank you for bringing me back to where I belong. If you want a particular tree, you can go somewhere to a nursery and someone tells you, Joan, madam, we are the only people. In fact, these trees came last night from Mombasa. Hey, you're like, hey, so how much is that tree? 500,000. Eh, you're like, okay. Hey, but now I don't have 500,000 giving, what? You're like, okay, let me first go back and think about it. But the moment you leave that nursery and go to another one, you'll find the tree there. Somehow you even find it along the roadside, uncared for. You're like, hey, they told me, Jakaja. How is it that this one is this old besides the road? Yeah? Unattended to out of someone's wall, near a trench. You're like, Wanang, yeah? So you get so conscious, yeah? You get so conscious of that thing. Glory to God. Like when you want to get married, there is just a way in which you become so conscious. Like you just keep seeing weddings everywhere, yet us, we are not seeing them. For us, we may be seeing other things. But if you want, you're in the season of weddings, of getting married, of you're looking for a wedding dress, a suit, or what, there is a way in which you'll have a plethora of that, you know, that info. It will just, you'll just be seeing it in every chat, yeah? Someone said, got married, watch before you see wedding, yeah? Someone said about this marriage, wedding, yeah? Because you are so conscious of that time. So my challenge today, what I feel I want to achieve is to raise your awareness to the season of transition that we are in. Why? Because it's very important as we blossom for us to be in unity. No house divided will stand. So we must understand these things. We must understand the things that we must seek to understand the things that will happen to us, that will happen amongst us. Glory to God. Amen. And so we started last week. We talked about understanding your season of transition. And then this week, today, I'm continuing with that. Just a recap for the people who are not here and those who are here but seem to have forgotten or were seeing stars. Oh, by the young man who was here. Why were you sick that you got healed? I didn't understand that testimony. Esther said I would help, but I'm sorry. Esther, I cannot help. I also have not understood. Maybe you were sick and you felt better, right? No, you saw a vision? There was a vision. Ah, all right. Abalabi, Pastor. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So let us stick to understanding our season of transition. The recap, Genesis 8:22. Last time we saw that our life is divided into seasons. While the earth remains, there will be seed time and harvest, cold and heat, winter and summer, day and night, they shall not cease. God saw it right and fitting that the life of an individual, the life of a human being, is divided into seasons. There is a time when you're young, then there is a time when you're mid, you know, then the time when you're old. One of the things that I would like that Sam keeps on telling me when we go, especially like for family gatherings, whether it's a wedding, whether it's a burial, you tend to see how people were like old people, yeah? And so there is a picture he sent me of his uncle and auntie on the day of their wedding. And man, they were, you know, I looked, she was so beautiful. The gentleman was so beautiful. Now you see them and age has had its way. So Sam was telling me, Joanna, huh, we are heading there. Yeah? And then they sent another picture where the three aunties, including my mother-in-law, were posing for a picture. Man, they were posing like this. Ladies, Lydia, Christine, we have to be careful the way we pose. They were posing like this, and guess what was being shown? Not something bad. Christine is already like this. A big arm. Big mama's arm. They were all, and you know, as some of us Westerners, even Judith is saying, Banange, Lydia, when we are posing, I don't know. I think we shall be like. But there are seasons in life. Glory to God. There is a season when you have that box cut. Enjoy it. Because that time will come. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yeah? If you don't know where it will hit you from. Probably at the back, at the front, on the side, I don't know. All over. Yeah? So your life is divided into seasons. And for us parents, we have an opportunity to see ourselves in our children when we are still young. You know, I see my daughter, well, every time I see her, I'm like, Banange, I once looked this nice. She's there walking, yeah? Then she says, I want to paint my nail. Then the way she talks, I'm like, you know, I was once. She's a constant reminder, yeah, of how I was once that beautiful, that innocent. Glory to God. Amen. Then I look at my son, and I'm like, God, this progressed so quickly, yeah? Today, Sam told me, Johan, have you seen the way your son has dressed? I don't know who is driving this car today. Eh? He has dressed as a dignified man. Eh? Yeah. When you go to buy clothes, man, I was telling him the other day, adult section, tebasala ko. Eh? For these young ones, sell, 27,000, adult section, 115,000. What? And those are on sale. So I felt like we were shopping for his father. Yeah? So I kept on telling him, but hey, you man, eh? So our life is divided in seasons. Now we are still buying the clothes for him. Oh, what time is going to come, Kwezi? That money is going to come from your pocket. Hallelujah. And you'll also start timing sales. Yes, the time is coming. So life is divided into seasons. And the same way, by the way, even in the history of Israel, it was divided into seasons. There was a season when they had the prophets. Then from the prophets, they had the judges. From the judges, then they got a king. After that, nothing. Israel was just like that. Until their real king was born, Jesus Christ. And then he came, he lived here on earth 33 years, still a season. And when his season ended, he transitioned. He told his disciples, I'm leaving, but I'm getting you something better. I'm leaving you something better, the Holy Spirit. Again, that was a season that the disciples had to adapt to. They had to change because now they're no longer seeing Jesus Christ. Now they were the ones at the front line, all right? Now they were the ones who had to die. Glory to God. Daniel 2:21. He changes the times and seasons. He removes kings and raises up kings. He gives wisdom to the wise and knowledge to those who have understanding. Yes, God is the one who changes. I wanted to bring up this verse because it shows us who orchestrates the change of season. It is God. That is why I started by telling us, broadcasting for us, the message from heaven. You do not get to decide. If you're spiritual, you do not get to decide, now is the season for me to do this. No. He changes the times and the seasons. He, who? God. God changes your time and season. If you force some of these things to happen, you will have a problem. You will have a problem. That is why it's important. And I stand here confidently saying the Lord said, not us, not we sat in a meeting, not we went for a conference or a getaway to plan for the church. Yeah? For us, we are going according to what heaven has told us, that he has changed our seasons, all right? That he has changed our season, that we are in the time of blossoming. We started this year when God was telling us that we are entering a new season. And I'm glad that towards the end, we are still holding that. Hallelujah. So we are consistent with God's message. Glory to God. And I really, really thank God for that. Even as we are worshiping, I'm like, God, I really thank you. Hallelujah. Ecclesiastes 3, that chapter tells us, you may not put it up, that there is a time for everything. There is a time for everything. Let us learn to do things within their time. All right? Anything out of its time, even if it's well-meaning, it will fall flat. It will fall flat. It will not work. You will need the Lord to help you a lot more if you do something that is not within its time. But also last week we learned that there is something called the due season. And that is now where we are. The due season. Everybody say due season. Yes. The due season for our blossoming. The due season for numerical growth is now. Now. Psalm 102 verses 13. Last time we saw that I used this to tell us that, yes, to show us that God has a set time. You will arise and have mercy on Zion for the time to favor her. Yes, the time, the set time has come. Leave it there. Who orchestrates this season? God by arising, okay, in that time, by arising. So he says, you will arise and have mercy on Zion. For the set time has come. It only comes when the Lord arises. Glory to God. When he arises, when he decides that bwebunobudde, bwenabagamba. All right? When he was telling Abraham and Sarah about their promise of the child, he said, at the set time, I will come back to you and you will have a son. Hallelujah. At that set time. So that means that And now I think he had even given them a year. He said, at this time next year, I'll come back to you. Now, that meant that they had to go through a season of transition. They had to go through a season of transition, of preparation, of changing their mindset. If at that time Abraham was spending a lot more time with the flock, now he had to spend a lot more time with Madame. Glory to God. Because something is going to happen. Hallelujah. Many parents here, many men, I know when their wives are about to give birth, you have to run and do the shopping. Some women do the shopping themselves. Galatians 6 and 9. And let us not grow weary while doing good, for in due season we will reap if we do not lose heart. Again, there is a season to plant, there is a season to reap, and that the season to reap comes in the, like it has its time, in that due season, in that the fulfillment of that time, that is when you actually reap. So what things did we look at? This means that, you know, when you look at seasons, like again I said, there is something that connects one season to another, and that is the transition. It connects one season to another. I remember also, should I say this now? Okay, so last week, yeah? I'll say it later. So last week we looked at what happens during the season of transition. What actually happens? People get stressed. Why? Because according to Joshua, like for example, according to Joshua 3 and 4, he told them, this way that we are going this time, now after they had crossed the Jordan, he tells the children of Israel, you've never come here. They knew, but he had to remind them, you have never come here. So, and yet there shall be space between you and it, the ark of the covenant, about 2,000 cubits by measure. Do not come near it, that you may know the way by which you must go, for you have not passed this way before. Now he was with people who are no longer slaves, my friend. Now, they had a different status. And Moses was not there anymore. Things had changed, all right? And he had crossed the Jordan, all right? Not the Red Sea, now they had crossed the Jordan. So there's usually, in a way to try and adapt, into the new season, there are stresses. Why? Because everything is new to you. You remember the first time you got that job. You went in there and you were wet behind the ears. You didn't know who to say hi to. You didn't even know, man, the cafeteria. Who's going to be my friend? Who's not going to be my friend? Do they bring their cactus plants in here or not? Like, do I store my things and will they eat them? Do I carry my break? Like, how are things done here? Yeah, and it can be, by the way, the first few months of your job can be totally stressful on your mental just because it's a new environment. And last week I gave you an example of like how children transition from one class to another. In that first 2-3 months, you are not even talking academics. You're talking psychosocial issues. Atulawa, does she like where she's seated? Has she made friends? Do the teachers know her now? You know, those are the things that you actually first have to settle. Okay? So during the season of transition, it may not be that you don't know. You may know what you're going to do 101%. But because it is a new thing, you are just trying to make your way. So, and that causes stress sometimes. Hallelujah. But when it causes a stress, you don't tell God to take you away. You don't tell God, I can't manage this job, God take me away. What should you do? You ask God for strength. He said he gives strength to the weak, even the weary. Ask him for wisdom and he will help. I don't know. Alan, did you have coaching before you met the president? Because Alan's season is, I like it, Because if it was me, where does my father stick? even at their borders, even in Rwanda, they will see me talking to the president of Uganda. I would send that car recording, mpaka. In fact, I would save it, this change of technology. Mbamanyi mwechusa chusa, but now this can't play. No. I make sure I save it somewhere that I can always, always play it. Yeah. Then also last time we looked at the fact that when you are entering a new season, that when you're making that transition, you must make up your mind to leave stuff behind. You must make up your mind to leave those things behind. Let me take an example from 1 Samuel 16, verses 1. When Samuel was really mourning, Saul was his friend. Yeah, he loved him. And then, you know what happened to him? And guess what? God is like, no, I cannot go on with him. I've taken the kingdom far away from him. And the prophet went into mourning. Banange, abanabinabo bantu. Glory to God. Amen. Don't look at them and say, onotaka ba wathi. Abanabinabo bachi bantu. So he was really mourning for this guy. He loved him, yeah? And then he saw what had befallen him and what was coming. I think that is sometimes the burden of prophets. Because they see things, they see what is coming, and they just cannot believe it. You're like, wanang. It's like you're a parent. You see your child, you see the road they have taken, you see the end. You try to advise the child refuses. You become like Samuel. You start to mourn immediately. You're like, "Banango mwana wange. I've seen the route he has taken. Yeah? So you start to mourn. But we said when you're entering your new season, there are things you must leave behind. And this is both on a personal note and a corporate note as a church. There are things I said last week that we shall stop to do immediately, with immediate effect. Then there are those things that God will come and tell us, but for how long will you be doing that? Get up and change. Yeah? Then there are those that will go process by process. As in the transition from one thing to another will be so organic that we will not even know. We shall be like echijanjale chukula. Glory to God. That you don't see it every day, unless you put a camera. You don't see, but you wake up one day and it has actually flourished. So there are those things. One of the things that came to my mind was in Pastor's dream, the second last dream that he shared with us, where this child looked like they were gone, but in just, I can't even say twinkling of an eye, but just like that, yeah, this child was resuscitated. This child was and became better. So there are changes that come to you. There are changes that will come to church, and they will be like that, even you at a personal level. You are here minding your own business. Then one day like this, I have a friend of mine who had been out of a job. But one, and he was okay, staying home, teaching, children, what? Then one day, that phone call, my friend, changed his life. Now he's somewhere else. Glory to God. And that place is big. And we see him on TV talking. Now, yeah, he still loves the Lord and he's a prophet. Hallelujah. I think I'm very discreet. Hallelujah. Then we also say that when we are transitioning into a new season, we need to have a new spirit. When God talked about Caleb having a different spirit, I think that is Numbers 14:24. He didn't mean the Holy Spirit. No, he meant that there is an attitude that he has that the rest didn't have. Otherwise, if it was just the Holy Spirit, what did the rest have? You see? So Caleb had a different attitude. And one of the difficult things to change is attitude. That one is very, very difficult to change. You need to ask God to help you. We need to ask God to help us. All right? So you need to change your mindset. You need to change your perspective. Isaiah 43:17-19, "Behold, I'm doing a new thing. Do you not see it?" Again here, this is addressing your perspective. When you get a new job, you need to change and say, "Banange, kakati wanobakola bwebati." One of the things that I remember going through, and I think Rachel will testify to this, when I joined Standard Chartered, we had what they call a Standard Chartered Academy. And in that academy, oh, if there was anything to do with indoctrination, yeah, anyone who joined Standard Chartered had to go through that academy. Even if you have been working there for 2 years, if you have not gone through the academy, you're scheduled to go through it. And then they teach you about the bank and how it started. They teach you the brand. They teach. By the time you're done with your 2 weeks, you had to convince people that Standard Chartered was the best bank ever. After those 2 weeks, I didn't even know what other banks were doing in the market. I was like, what clowns are these? Yeah? I would go and tell people for us in Standard Chartered. Yeah? Even someone who had banking experience of about 20 years, and they have just joined Standard Chartered. But those 2 weeks, they have worked on me. Some people call it indoctrination. Leaders in this country, they go somewhere. Chankwanzi. They don't, you know, that thing, they don't care. You may be in a place, in a position, you're appointed, your position, you're not able to go at that very time of your appointment, but still, you know, kuyitayo. It is scheduled in your term of office that on such and such a day, you'll go to Chankwanzi. And when you go there, you dress like everybody else. You do what we used to call in Makerere College, Rachel, Chakam. Yes, Chakam Chaka. We used to call it Chakam. Can you imagine we had Chakam Chaka in Makerere College? Every morning you do Chakam Chaka. Yay! What? Yeah? Chapa Mugu. You'd have to go with your that thing, that long stick, the heavy thing that was like heavy as a peso, eh? Man, you should you wake up in the morning and you find someone has played the thing you put under your bed, just look for it because they would get a specific person, I think from Chankwanzi, usually, to come and train us in the morning. So, and man, you would have to dress. Then you're there in the cold, the guy is screaming at you. Yeah, then now, of course, eh? Digilos, women, girls. Yakamba, ba. You're like banang, you know, digilosi. Eh? Chakam was thorough. Eh? You wake up at 5, Christine. Christine went to Chankwanzi. This is transition. Christine, I think to understand her transition period, she also the time she went to Chankwanzi. You can't Christine Mujimba. This year. I think it was this year. This year Christine went. Let me tell you, she left behind a prayer team made of me and Alison. That is pastor's wife. Like, you guys, pray for me to come back. Eh? Christine was taught how to shoot. Eh? You know, so she sent us pictures. She's lying down. You see those pictures of your president lying down, guys? This time, Chris, full combat. Eh? Christine was there with a gun. She sent us the picture. I said, now, Mrs. Mujimba. But she had so changed, yeah, that you could think she's an army person. Christine was serious, by the way. I'm like, did she shoot? Did she hit the target? Because Christine was serious. So that you must change your perspective. All these things are so that you change your perspective. Mindsets, philosophies are so important that you can so be in your new season of blossoming, but because of your mindset, you will not last there. You're not moving with God. Yeah? Your mindset is not like God's mindset. He wants to do this, but because for you're stuck mubieda, yeah? You're stuck in old things. You're not going to see change. Then after you say, obunabite waliyo. Yeah? Or this thing has. You have to change your mindset. All right? Then we also talked about, as I think about this point of changing the mindset, I remember clearly the thing that plagued my mind so much when God transitioned me from the bank into church was the fear of man. You guys, that thing is a snare. Yeah? The fear, banagambachi, if they hear Joan from the bank, I had this chikosi, this squad of friends, yeah? And now I left the bank. Of course, when you leave the bank, or when you leave one workplace to another, there is this usual talk that, of course, you're going to a better place. So not me when I left. I didn't leave for a job. I left to go stay home. So like, hey, mama, her husband is rich. What, those things. But I knew where I was going. Ah, then now I started saying, you know, when you're walking on the street, nobody cares about you. But you're like, I'm just walking like this. And then they call me and start involving me in kabozi. I don't know what I'm going to say. So what I did, I exited. That time we had different bank groups, WhatsApp groups. I exited them. They put me back. They put me back until they realized I'm not interested in being on the groups anymore. But you know what I was scared of? What will people say? What will my... You left a paying job to do what? Huh? To go and serve where? In church? Yeah? And unlike what most of you know, ministers in my home, we are like prophets. We are not respected. Maybe also some people haven't given a good reason to be respected. But every time you say church, they are like, people look at you with chicken tongue. Chicken, that is how chicken tongue is, yeah? So I was fearing, what will people say? Yeah. What will people say? Then now I come into church. When I came into church, I found Paul and John, very prophetic chaps. You guys, I had dreams. Nenga siraba, and up to now siraba bulungi like that gentleman and pastor. But nze, yeah. Now pastor throws me in the church ministry, and then I'm supposed to do all this. At that time it felt like I'm supposed to do all these things, and it wasn't really. Looking back, retrospectively, it wasn't all these things. Yeah, so I was there. Man, you would go come for the prayer meeting. This guy is seeing what dreams to be. Man, yeah. It was so. I don't know the word. It was so challenging for me. So I was like, what will people say? Yeah. At that time, first year there was small prayer meeting. Nga tubela banji. So toinabu nabi, we can tell. You don't have a prophetic word. You are sketching, we can tell it was just a sketched word. Then the fear of being off. So I was like, God, have mercy on me. Yeah? What will people say? People are going to look at me and they are going to think that, see this, I don't know anything. Yeah? Yet I had my dreams. So there are those dreams I would have, and even just go back and resuscitate myself in my own dreams. Be like, God, you told me this. I cannot say it on the mic. I'm like, God, you told me this and this. God, yeah, okay, yeah. So fear of man, I was fearing. After, after those guys would come here and prophesy and what, and then pastor gives you the microphone. You get the microphone, you come here. You guys, the heart, yeah? In my mind, I was seeing John being taken out of here as a dead body. Yeah? I'm like, you know how the spirit just leaves your mind, your body. I was like, how do I prophesy after these guys have prophesied and they are spot on? Yeah? Like, am I just a closing act or what? Yeah? Is it so? Like, do we just need someone to close the act? Like, a closing act is very difficult. Because a closing act essentially means all the important things have been done. Kakati yegwe. Yeah, pastor. Those days, you didn't know. I'd go back home, kneel before my bed, and say, God, help me. Yeah? So, and of course now, there were other things. What will people say? The fear of man. You are a woman serving among men. So that time it was pastor, the two gentlemen. I think pretty much that. Yeah. Then you're there. Then that's, you know, the good thing, Banange, Pastor, I have to thank you. That sometimes it's good to throw your children out in the deep end, yeah? And say, Bwava yo aveyo, Bwanafa, you know? So it felt like, God, Pastor would, you know, just keep throwing me in the deep end, and I'm like, man, like that eaglet, it's just trying to, learning to fly. Like, if you hit the ground, bibyo. If you what? If you come up? So thankfully, during that time, when I would come up, Pastor would encourage me. Then the next time, Bambi, he would now. Then, of course, also me, I started to learn how things are done. Glory to God. But I was fearing, man. Can you imagine all those things? Yeah? The fear of men. Until one day I listened to Joyce Meyer. And how she, and she talked about how she joined ministry at a time where women were literally not even preaching on, like preaching, even preaching on TV. And now she's here, God has called her, and she has to take the stage. Yeah? And she, yo mo, but dejects what? And now she also has the message from the Lord. Glory to God. And then she has to preach. And then she's like, wananga, I'm a woman, my voice, yeah? I remember her talking about her voice. She's like, man, my voice is, because it's not the best. I would even go back and ask God, people who listen to this voice for this long, what are they thinking? Until God told her that I gave you a coarse voice for a reason, yeah? That you may use it on that platform and you gain attention. I said, now, can you be there when you're like, come on, my sleep, God, praise the Lord. I don't know, maybe there are people who are like that. So God told her, God comforted her because she was fearing, what will people say? Ming, I don't preach like her. Now, during that time, TBN had the lady who used to really wear a lot of makeup and a very white wig. Yes, yes. You remember how she used to speak? Man, she would serenade you into giving your life to the Lord. Yes, and the Lord, and the Lord. Then Joyce Meyer is here, say, yeah. That lady would serenade you, go, I'm giving my life to the Lord. Sisi Galawano. Yes, and the Lord Paul. And you see, and what the Lord did, and the Lord. But you know, it was just serenading. Now Joyce Meyer comes. Meanwhile, she has to stand. The Lord is good. The years of my abuse. My father. Ah, man, you people. The fear of man can keep you. You can fail to transition. You can, and you will want to please man because you have feared him. If God tells you, like I gave an example, if God tells you, LAT today, do something, go by a way you have never been. there are some things I think about and I leave to myself. I'm like, mukama tunala bide yo. There are things that God can, you know, you can be there swearing. Let me give an example, church kanji veko. Let me give an example of, there are things that I would swear by when I wasn't yet married. And so I would see people who have gotten married and they have kids. I'd be like, sure, me? Letting my kid do that, Me, I cannot, I swore. Then I became a mother. You know, you've been in the supermarket, and a child shrieks, And you see the mother, and mother, she's there shopping. The child is shrieking, and those are things I'd be like, Tamulabye, how can you let your child scream for all of us here? How? Meanwhile, even have a nanny. I saw those things as like, nze, abange, my children, who will come from here? Then I gave birth. Child number one. That, mommy, I want this toy, I want this one, and they're shrieking. And then you're trying, you try, you warn you, what the next time, no supermarket. Child number two, mommy, I want this, you shriek. Now you join the ones who are moving. Bakuita buisi, madam or mwana. They have to call you back. Madam or mwana, well, whose child is this? You even come say, hey, my child. Where did she come? And that is how, those are the things I used to swear by. Now you LAT. God tells you to do something, that is out of the ordinary. You know, there are things that are palatable. if God told you over things that are palatable to LAT, let me say, if God told us to give, because we've been there, if God told you, give this much, yeah, you jump on it very quickly, like, yeah, we are going to give. Let's supposing God, in this time of blossoming, God says, Kakati, I want you to start doing, what was that? Trumpet blasts. You guys are laughing. You guys are laughing, but this is a very serious matter. I was like, I mean to be a 12 manga. God, are you serious? Like, repeat. We do what? Trumpet what? Blast? How much? 5 million. Why don't you just tell us to give it away? Just to collect it on the side, and that one is easy. But then God tells you, I want trumpet blast on 31st. Now, you see how the fear of men. By the way, at that point, you see me and Pastor here, but we'll be fearing. You shall be saying, how do you talk for trumpet blast? Ngatwa muvuma. Ngatwa byogerera. How do you now tell people? You're like, God, yes, I understand. I got a dream. Sometimes even the dream may come through you. Then you go to God and you're like, but God, let someone else dream. I need more what? More validation on this one. Yeah? Then you're like, and God is like, no, I ain't sending no other dream. I have given you the instruction. Do it. What will you do? A fear of, you stand here and you start LAT. But about broadcast from heaven, that date is different. I'm like, now LAT, you see, we had a dream. That broadcast will be different. It will not be like the one I gave this morning. Glory to God. And I thank God for the worship team. It helped me do that broadcast. Hallelujah. So, the fear of man can stop you from actually doing what? And the fear of man is evil. It is so, so evil. You can fear, my children who are here, you can even fear your parents. And you end up doing something that God doesn't want you to do. But your parent is telling you to do it. Yeah? And I'm not saying that you go and rebel against them, but it can actually happen. So if God tells you to do something, run it by your parents, pray through it, and, you know, and men, there is, man, fear of men is very, very, it's very bad, yeah? There are times when I would tell, now, for us, we like to be called, we don't want to be called our person. So I'll tell Sam, name Sajagwe. Why don't you call me those names in public? Hey, Sam is there, shy, shy. He's like, yeah, but me, I call you the names. I call you fear of man. Eh? I tell my name, he say, hey, sweetie, yes, sweetie, 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 yes, sweetie. Mbwa, I'm peace all, sweetie. Eh? Sweetie, 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 yes, sweetie, sweetie. Tuli babidi. When you're there in front, Sakwi said, didn't I call you sweetie the other day? He's referring to how he forced the sweetie, sweetie, sweetie on me. Why? Because maybe he doesn't want people to what? Then there are those whose hands are held and you're walking and fear of man. Say, don't hold my hand. Don't hold my hand. But also you, I will hold. Then when people are not seeing, now kwata koko. Then before you know it, the hand is left. Fear of man. That marriage will never transition. There is no deliverance for you. You have to hold the hand. Hallelujah. So today, by the way, all that was a recap and it was one main point. Yeah. So today we are still continuing. Your season of transition, all right? The first point for today. Your season of transition will always usher you into a new supply. With that new season, you will have new supply. Hallelujah. One of the things that we look forward to is our prosperity in LAT. And that prosperity is directly tied to the numbers. Hallelujah. It is directly tied to the numbers. There are some things financially as a small church, few people cannot do. Okay? Agali awamu? But now here I don't want to just agale amu because agale amu may be few, but agale amu gabanji. Yeah, glory to God. When God was taking the, no, I think it was either Isaac or Abraham. When he prospered so much, the Bible says abantube bakanyanyo. The poor were so many that they even chased him away because they thought he's going to come and take over them. A man who's not even interested in politics. He's just there. God is increasing him. And people told him, I think it was the king of what he said, please, get out. Go. There is just something about big numbers. One of the things is that you will have supply. Glory to God. You have new supply. Okay? Joshua 5:12. I hope this is the scripture. Yes, then the manna ceased on the day after they had eaten on the produce of the land. The children of Israel no longer had manna, but they ate the food of the land of Cana that year. Hallelujah. There was when manna ceased. And let me tell you something. This is very key. Because manna was the same food day in, day out. But now in the promised land, they had variety. They could eat all sorts of things. Glory to God. And so that is what your supply looks like. When God takes you from good to better, or from good to great, great to greatest, there is always a supply that supersedes what you had before. And that supply is great. Hallelujah. So the children of Israel now ate the produce of the land, which wasn't manna. Praise the Lord. Yeah, for those of you who have lunch tomorrow somewhere. Now they started doing all those things, preparing their meats differently, doing all sorts of things with the food. It was a great thing. So the manna ceased. That which was sufficient for them in the wilderness ceased. Now God gave them more. Glory to God. First Kings 17:7-8. Again, you see, when you have transitioned from one, and please be ready, yeah? Because when God gives you this supply, he's going to come and tell you to do things with it. That supply is one for you to eat, but two, there is bread, there is seed. And unfortunately, or fortunately, your seed is usually more than your bread. Yeah. So when God tells you, now sow here, now do this, please do those things because your supply has increased. You have more. Now, if you don't understand this, do you realize that you will not even get to enjoy your promised land? You will not get to enjoy your blossoming. Why? Because you have failed to see that you transitioned, that there is an increase in your finances, that there is an increase in the things in your skill. Glory to God. Let me take an example of how God increased us this year. Yeah. So when we shifted from the last place that we were to the new house, of course, things hit us, bills hit us. Eh? There was stress, the stress that you talked about, the transitional stress. Eh? Man, there was stress. Everything needs money. You're like, you're celebrating, but everything needs money. You stay father. You want a motor kankade. Hey, you guys, we were there. It really thought that, like, our sources, the resources hadn't increased, yeah, but we're in a new place. So we took it to God and we said, God, something has got to change, yeah? We need to see an increase in our finances. But I want to thank God that where we are right now, yeah, we have clearly seen, and not so some, we have clearly seen a great increase in our finances as a family. Because we understood that at this time of transition, we shouldn't stop doing what God has always told us to do. Don't stop giving. Don't stop tithing. Just understand that you are transitioning. Hallelujah. You guys, you closed your windows at home. So I'm seeing you looking at what? This rain and thinking, Edinisa, by the time I go back, what? Stop thinking those things. Pay attention. So So this year we realized, we have to continue to give. And also when we sat down, realized, even to meet those bills that were stressing us, there had to be an increase somewhere. Yeah. So just because we don't have the money in our pockets like we had before, didn't mean that there was no increase. Does that make sense? But the fact that you can actually pay a lot more bills than you are paying, where does that money come from? Isn't that increase in your supply? Okay? So we understood that. So your season of transition will usher in a new supply. And this is why be very, very conscious of this. And that is why you shouldn't stop doing, even if it's stressful, don't stop doing what God has actually told you to do. So let us look at a new something. 1 Kings 17, 7 to 9. We know what happened to this man of God. He's told, and it happened after a while that the brook dried up because there had been no rain in the land. Then the word of the Lord came to him saying, "Arise, go to Zarephath, which belongs to Sidon or Sidon, and dwell there. See, I have commanded a widow there to provide for you." Let me tell you something about this brook. Yalianga only two types of food. What the raven would bring him, and he would drink water, and the raven would bring for him meat. But now here you are told, "Arise, go to Zarephath. There I have commanded a widow to provide for you." Can you imagine how God changes your diet just like that? Yeah. So God changes the prophet. But now, if imagine he hadn't transitioned. From the imagine he was there and Zenabi, one Wendy Joe, "I can pray for the raven to come back, for this brook to bring water." Those he was never going to see that miracle in that place. But there was a bigger picture, there was a bigger reason, a bigger purpose as to why God sent him there. As you see in the history of Israel, you know what happened to this widow, you know what happened thereafter. Okay? So your new season. As you transition, as we go into the new season, let us anticipate more provision. Let us anticipate financial prosperity. I'm telling you these things, you must change your mindset. I can't help but go back to that point. If you don't put it in your mind to anticipate provision, you're not going to see it. You're not going to see it. God will give you the land. But because you're in the other mindset of manna from heaven, you won't even see how to till the land. You won't. So we have to change our mindset and accommodate the new supply that God is bringing. And also accommodate how God wants us to use it. Glory to God. Amen. The second point is that when you transition to your new season, that's our season of blossoming, we shall need new strategies. Hallelujah. We shall need new strategies. You cannot copy. First of all, you can't copy and paste. LAT, for thus far in these years, I stand and I will confidently say, we have not copied and pasted anything. That we saw Church X doing it and we did it. No. We were inspired. There's a difference. We were inspired by some of those good things, but we never brought it here and told people in worship team, in ministry to do it. No. The things that we have done, or we aim to do, the things we have done, we always try and make sure that we hear from the Lord and he tells us what to do, what strategy to have. When God told us that some people are going to leave LAT, we need a strategy for that. Glory to God. Yes, a dream came, and I was the one in the dream, by the way, but not heard by me, and I was casting people out. Then they are coming. I have them here listed. So this one, someone heard it, and in the dream she said, "I stood up in the church, and I was saying, cast them out." In fact, she said, like the polic anointing. Oh, fell on me. And I was seriously saying, cast them out. Then, also, there was a dream. No, there was a vision had by Esther. Tumaze wano okusaba. Ha! Tuyesabisiza! Then Esther comes and says, you know, I had a dream. I had a vision that a Rachel was standing there and some people were leaving, but others were being pushed out, yes, and others were coming in. The leadership, let me say the leadership. We listen to the dreams and we're like, we need water, Lord. We are already few. So what is going to happen? Then another dream was had about now a particular individual. Now God zeroed down with his lens. A particular individual said, this one must live. So all those dreams, by the way, we love you guys so much that you cannot just afford to be just, you know, careless with such things and you come and say, I'm getting there, what, yeah? What we did was to share the dreams. And I remember they caused some bit of stress because people were like, am I the one going? Am I the one who has seen? Am I the one, you know, people were there, yeah? So we needed wisdom, glory to God. We needed strategy. And thank God that every time he tells you a strategy, he works right beside you. We didn't need to do much. Glory to God. We shared the dreams. We prayed. We did some things. But eventually, the Lord's purpose was achieved. Glory to God. The Lord's doing was done. And those people actually left. Hallelujah. So you need new strategy. Now, you see the way that worked when we were few? When we are many, it could be different. The wars in Israel, when Israel was conquering Canaan, they were not the same all the time. The army commanders had to keep going back to God and say, "Kati now, tunakula tuchawano." Yeah. Sometimes I think about our president and his army and his, you know, the commanders. I think for everything, they go back and they're like, "Kati now, these ADF chaps, eh?" Because I mean, Olive talked about these chaps. Now, what do we do? Now, let's come up with this strategy. What worked the last time may not work now. It is not a one-size-fits-all. You need a new strategy. With the finances, for example, you become more prosperous. Rachel, eh? Let me ask you, what strategy do you have? Or make a spreadsheet. You're going to have to sit down, maybe do some balancing, but what packages are those? Financial packages, eh? Then maybe we shall have some that SCCA chaps helping us here and there. Then paying taxes also comes in. You see, those are things that we must think about, yeah? Doing returns. Now you're making profit, yeah? How are churches treated? Then you have someone from URA coming to sit with the finance department. Now in the finance department, manyimu two people, Pastor and Rachel. Now in that time when we are many, we will have assistant Rachel, assistant over who, yeah? And, Pastor, remember Chisingiri. Yeah, but we will need strategies to manage that money, okay? You need strategy to manage that money. When the children are many, you need strategy. You just cannot copy and paste. Now, this is the reason why transitioning is important. Let me for a moment speak to parents here. Our children transition. And you must be there to help them transition. It's just like, you know, when they're still little and they need to be held so that they can learn to move on their feet, then they fall, then you guide again, then they fall, then you guide, then you put things there. Then I know some swanky parents buy walkers, eh? Naefe, tuakugamanga kuntebe, hold like this on the chair, hold like this. Ah, you know, reach where you're going, then they fall. So, when your child is going through a transitional period, there are things, man, you cannot do. Yeah, you just have to be there with a child and help them through. You can't say nakukubanga chiboko satu. Yeah, even now, kwezi, stand up, please. First, stand up. Please clap for Kwezi. You know that Kwezi is an usher in this church? And I think yesterday someone sent him money for being a good usher. Thank you so much. From LAT. Yeah. So Kwezi transitioned from the young boy he was. Now you see his height. You see his size. Yeah. Now this is a time to sit down and have and talk. Those days you would beat. But now, when I'm to beat, my hand has to be up straight. Yeah? And I'm stretched like this. Those days I used to beat like this. I cannot manage this anymore. Glory to God. So now you sit and you talk. You sit and agree on punishments. Agreeing, by the way, on punishments. You say you're going to adhere to this thing, you man. You're going to adhere to it. There is a time, I think, Kwezi made me so angry and we're at home. I was at the staircase. Thankfully, I was on a higher step than him. So it gave me height advantage. I said, you, I was just boxing him like that, like pounding him. You, why do you do this? He just looked at me, shook it off, and he continued walking. I said, then the sister was there, because she's, of course, now the difference. Mommy, oh my God, Mommy. Then the brother, the little brother was there, Mommy, because he has been beaten. But for me, I was like, I'll not do that again. So, because when he turned like this, I was supposing a chibi chimba kokat. You're like, ah. So when children are transitioning, guys, parents, be wise. Ask God for wisdom. And there is no parent, Achema leader, you're the first and the last all-sufficient parent. That one I have seen. So when things get tight, go call to Uncle Moses, Seba Nangi. Now I have come to you. You look at the pace. Eh? There is a time I took a pace, which is work that Kwezi does at school. I had first seen the answers that she wrote. Mommy, sign here. That time I said, Mommy, sign here. He had answered some questions. I looked, the things were not even correct. I was so livid. I just took the purse. Now, Pastor Moses was not pastor. He was Uncle Moses. I said, Pastor, Uncle, help this child. Please help me. Because for me, I was going to run mad. I said, please help. He said, oh, you bring the thing. Because they've been to have money. No, Pastor, in his mind, I think in his mind, he's like, what am I do you know what made me angry? Because Pastor had just preached, yeah, like a whole series. And then now we find it in his academic work. Man, yeah, I was so angry. I just told him, please, help me. Then I remember the times when, like our parents, when we were growing up, again, no parent is all sufficient. There are some things your child will not tell you. And that should be okay with you. As long as they tell someone else who is trusted. Okay? There is that season when these children believe that their peers are their best advisors and counselors ever. And they are so wrong. But it is a season, it is a stage. They will not tell you their things, they will not do. Eh? So, at that time, when we're growing up, and you give your parents a hard time, they get you. They go to their friend's office. Mulese, now you're behind there. Mulese, wuyo. Like as if the child is not even there. Wuyo, some of you are laughing because that has happened to you. Wuyo, bulijom mugamba. Kati yogera nae. Then the mother sits. Then now the father, usually the fathers are the ones who are in that tribunal. Then if the father is like Dr. Mjimba, he will call like maybe someone else like Uncle Sendaula, jangu tuogele no mwana. Sekati. Mwana gwe, eh? How many times? Ah, mama, nyoko mlaba, eh? Dada wa mla. Eh? You people, we were taken there. Woo, yo gila na ye. Nga, the parent just doesn't, as in, you're just not clicking, what? Each other. Me, I remember there are some things that my mom couldn't talk to me about. And she took me to an auntie who could talk to me about those things. Not that I was, but what, like things to do with growth, yeah? But I encourage mothers here, please, you be the ones to talk to your children. Don't take them to a singer, even if they are your very close friend about what. Be the first point of information for some of these issues concerning your children, Yeah? So they take you there. So you really want to manage this transition period so the child can atuke walaga. Yeah? And sometimes the truth is that even you as a parent, you don't know what to do. Children, let me tell you, we look sharp, but sometimes we actually don't know what to do. You ask us things, and there for me, I even tell the children, like you're driving, and a child sees someone on the road, they ask you, Mommy, why has that person been standing on the road? And I say, my response is, am I standing with this person now? Have I been there? Didn't I leave home with you? Like, there are those, why is he standing like that? Mommy, have you seen the way that person is dressed? Why are they dressed like that? Did you see the amount of money that person paid at the counter? Where do they get it from? Manyentia. I don't know. So, Mommy, do they give like the Pastor Moses tells us to give? Now they are challenging you because they have seen Christmas shopping, money at the counter. Mommy, let me ask you. I have a question. You also in the line in the counter. That person who has just paid, they allowed. That person who has just paid, you mean they are givers? Like the Pastor Moses tells us to give. Yo! Yo, you're like, man. Then you're like, the person who gave. Of course, also, you see the cut was big. You stood for a long time. So even the child has processed the question. The child has processed the question. Like, do you mean they give? Which church do they go to? They are standing next to the guy's cart. So what church do they think they go to? But for me, anyway, like Pastor Moses said, then you get a save from Kwezi. But you see, remember what Pastor Moses said about prosperity, about having many things. What? This guy is also boring. Yeah, now Kwezi. Then he signs out. Then now Nkwanzi is like, but Mommy, you still haven't answered the question. Mpaka, she'll make sure you answer the question. I'm like, guys, let's first get out of here. Then I'll answer the question properly. Yeah? Then I know that the moment we enter the car, God has given me a great opportunity to preach. So the sermon starts. Until they reach home. By the time they reach home, they're like, Quez is like, but Mommy, he just asked a simple question, but realize you were talking the whole journey. But the point is, you guys, the point is, you must help your children to transition. You must help them to transition. Veda wo, we take wo. Even when they don't, you think that they don't understand you, you don't understand them, we take wo. Force yourself to be there. Because that transition point, you can lose your child. You can lose that child into other things. So even when you children, we keep asking you, Grace, you don't say, but Mommy, you keep asking me the same things. You don't. Have you ever been told by your child that you won't understand? Do you know how demeaning that is, first and foremost? Like Abigail asks her dad something. No, her dad asks Abigail something, and Abigail says, she tries and explains in one sentence, but she's like, anyway, you won't understand. Do you know how demeaning? Do you know how much IQ I have? Do you know how many years I have lived? You're here telling me, Sija chitegera? Sija, I want what? I want what? Understand it? No, Mommy, you won't understand. They are learning center things. You won't understand them. But there, Joan, ngabwe mumanyi, mpaka. I will force myself. Another time, still again going through transitions. You guys, I'm telling you the reality of what transitions can be. Kwezi, I think, told his dad, they were having a conversation. Then Kwezi after tells the dad, I think at one point, I don't want to talk about it. You could have. I said, so first of all, Sam brings back the feedback to Mommy. So did you have a talk with your son about this and this and this? No, he said that he didn't want to talk about it. And to his dad, that was okay because they're similar in character. If you don't talk about something, he doesn't want. And he will stonewall. You will not, he'll be like Pastor's friend, that wall there. Pastor's friend, you'll be like that wall. You will hit and hit and hit and you're not. So in a way, the father understood the son. He tells me. I just got up. I said, what time did he say we should have an appointment with him to talk about this? Eh? I just got up. I said, he said what? Mbu, he didn't want to talk about. Did he give you the time he's going to be free in his time to consider to have this conversation? Sam said, no. I came, just know you guys, the short of the story, I came back with all the answers. We had had the talk, we had talked, because it's like, tomuleka, tomuleka bana ba mwe. When they tell you those who snide comments that put you off, don't also just go, give that gentle parenting, give the child space, give them, no. I don't want to talk about it all, but dechi. What has happened? Meanwhile, the child was in the wrong. Yeah. So for me, I was like, how does a child tell you he doesn't want to talk about it and you also confidently come and give me feedback? When he was putting a full stop, I was already up. I was already on my way. I sat with Kwez. I said, you are going to tell me today to get a bit and now. First of all, let's debunk that whole thing of you don't want to talk about it. So we, the name value with my what? So parents, transitions of our children, even as the church grows, you will notice them. I see some of them down there when I'm teaching your children. I see that this child could be going through a transition. By the way they answer, by the way they relate with their fellow what? The young ones there. I can tell that this one here, maybe they want to over-dominate. Maybe they feel they're the ones who know. Maybe they're down there. But don't let your children. Otherwise, a child's hand will end up in a wrong hand like this, and you're gone. So please, 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 have a new strategy. This point started from, you'll need new strategies. What worked when your children were younger will not work now. All right? Now you need to talk. Sometimes you need to force that door open. All right, so that you can have that conversation. But regarding church, the only way we are going to get the strategy is by doing what we have always done. Inquire of the Lord when making important decisions. Clap for yourselves. We shall try. We will aim as much as we can to make sure that we get to know what God's mind is on some of these things before they are done. Glory to God. Let me tell you of a story of someone who just took God's things for granted and then they landed into problems because it was a normal thing. Joshua chapter 9 verse 14. Some of you know this text. I think I didn't put it there. But some of you know the text. She's looking for it. Let me just go through it very quickly. So there are these guys, Joshua, now they have settled in the promised land. Yeah, and God had told the children of Israel not to make foreign alliances with people. All right? So these guys come up. Some men of Israel took provisions, but they didn't ask. Yes, first leave it there. So now these guys come to Joshua, and they tell him, you see, we have come from far. They disguise themselves, yeah? So they were Israel's neighbors. So they disguise themselves. They put on old clothes to seem like they had come a long distance. Then they got molded bread, you know, bread that had malt on it, and they got the Abu Jahs, and they emptied them, and then they walked. They went to Joshua and said, Joshua, we are here. We have come from far. We seek what? We seek you, Mutukidiza, to join you guys. Yeah, some of the Bible readers know this story. And then, we're starting from here, it says, then the men of Israel took some of their provisions, but they did not ask the counsel of the Lord. So Joshua, looking at them, making the judgment, a judgment call, so he made peace with them and made a covenant with them to let them live. And the rulers of the congregation swore to them. They made a covenant with them. And it happened that at the end of the 3 days, after they had made a covenant with them, that they were just their neighbors. Meanwhile, they had lied to them deceptively, come and made a covenant with them. Why? Because they were scared that these guys would fight them. Go on. Then the children of Israel. Then the children of Israel journeyed and came into their cities on the third day. Now their cities were Gibeon, Abobona, but the children of Israel did not attack them because the rulers of the congregation had sworn to them by the Lord of Israel. And all the congregations complained against the rulers. Why did you guys allow these people in our midst? Then the rulers said to the congregation, "We have sworn to them by the Lord God of Israel. Now therefore, we may not touch them. This we will do to them. We will let them live, lest wrath be upon us because of the oath which we made." And the rulers said to them, "Let them live, but let them be woodcutters and not carriers for all the congregation, as the rulers had promised them." Then Joshua called for them, and he spoke to them, saying, "Why did you deceive us, saying that you are from very far, yet you stay near us? And now, therefore, you are cursed, and none of you shall be freed from being slaves and woodcutters and water carriers for the house of God." So they answered Joshua and said, "Because your servants were clearly told that the Lord your God commanded his servant Moses to give you all the land and to destroy all the inhabitants in this land from before you. Therefore, we were very much afraid for our lives because of you, and we have done this thing. And now, here we are in your hands to do with us as it seemed good and right to do to us." So you see, he did not inquire of the Lord. But later, I think there is a part in the Bible which says that Joshua actually went to God. Yeah, I didn't write it down. Joshua actually went to God, and he wanted to check them. But God said, hey, you never inquired of me. You made an oath in my name. So nza swala if I break the oath. So he said, no, you're going to let them stay amongst you. It was never God's plan. All right? But Joshua used magazige, like just his carnal judgment, and said, you know, from the way they look, that shows that not everything that is good should be taken. And I'm not saying that you shouldn't use your carnal judgment, but inquire of the Lord, because especially if you know God told you, do not make alliances. That was major. So Joshua should have inquired of the Lord, but he didn't. Why? Because he saw. Even they look tired, even they are bred, they are worn out, their clothes are torn. And Joshua ended up making an alliance with them, something God never wanted. But because God is a God of his word, he couldn't even break that covenant. He said, no, you let them dwell among you. Okay? Isn't God good? So the last thing is, when we transition into a new season, when the numbers have come in, when we are prosperous financially, we will need new stewardship. It's one thing to get the numbers. It's another thing to maintain them. I think for me, that is my biggest concern, maintaining them. Maintaining the big numbers, carrying them, feeding them. Last week we saw when Solomon went to the Lord, one of the things he highlighted to the Lord was, "Brother, these guys are many. Banji, I don't know what to do for them. There are so many." When Moses is told to take the children of Israel out of Egypt, what did he say to God? "These people, they are many." There is a way. Huge numbers are challenging to manage. They are challenging to steward. And when you're a pastor, as a pastor, as a mother, my work is largely stewarding. The children he has given me, the ministry has called me to, largely that, yeah? And so, when I was thinking, sharing with the people who came on Thursday, my thoughts, man, people are laughing at me. But for me, I was thinking, man, what am I going to do with this? What are we going to do with these big numbers? when the challenges come, what shall we do? Yeah? How are we going to steward them? How are we going to make them, keep them growing? Well, because I know that God, I need to listen, that God wants you to produce fruit, more fruit, and fruit which remains. Those are different levels, okay? There is fruit, then there is more fruit, much fruit. Then there is fruit which remains, legacy, yeah? So, I can't be there and I'm thinking, yeah, the numbers are coming, tujaba asharinga in. No, I have to think, how are we going to steward them, Lord? How are we going to do this, okay? And Jesus tells us, Jesus shows us a good example of a steward, a good steward. I think Luke 6:11. Here, this is again a challenge to us as LAT concerning stewardship. Therefore, if you have not been faithful in the unrighteous mammon, who will commit to you and trust you? And who will commit to your trust the true riches? Yeah, you see, this is about being stewards. If you're not stewards with something like money, then how will I give you something that is better, more important, more valuable than money? But we thank God. The reason why I brought this up is that I thank God from the bottom of my heart that He has seen it right and fitting to give us more. Glory to God. So more will mean better stewardship. The finances He gives us, the families that will come here, the marriages that will come here, to make sure that they actually keep growing and growing. Glory to God. So ask yourself prepare your mind to be a good steward of the things that God has given you. All right? When you get that beautiful job, we celebrate, we send what? But will you stay long enough there at that workplace? Haven't you seen people, even on news, promoted today, demoted tomorrow? You're like, nga, that progressed very quickly. What happened? Yeah? Promoted today, demoted the following day. Or demoted midterm. Yeah? There was someone I know, a lady, used fiery speaking word in the, I'm told, in the boardroom there where Christine sits. Eh? She was, man, that whenever she would enter in, she had a presence. She was promoted to deputy head of the parastatal. Then, before we knew it, she was what? Demoted. In a short period of time, she had issues, she was demoted. Yeah? So if you are promoted, you see, not many people have the Grace Kajina thing up on them, that anointing where you get into a place, chuck everyone, chuck. Then you come in with your new team. You try that. Chuck everyone, you will see. Not many people have that grace. There are those who actually in one of my classes, that style of stewardship came up, I think Dennis knows, it came up as a point of discussion. Do you chuck everyone you found and bring in your new team, or you work like Jennifer Musisi when she was in KCC? Enter in there, work with anyone you find. So for me, I was telling the people in my class that both strategies, depending on what, are important. But there is one that can lead you more into you being chucked the last. Yeah. So work with people who are there. All right? So, but also you can check everyone. You can say, you can come here and say, worship team, mwena, sweet. Then you get new chaps. And then you start, you can do that. Or you can decide to say, worship team, I'm checking this one, the other one. Two of you stay. Again, that is, it's different, yeah? So, you must have wisdom on how you're going to steward. Don't lose the thing that God has given you because you didn't steward it well. I give an example of the child. You can lose that child God gave you to something else because you didn't steward the child well. Okay? Same way, you can lose that church. There are people we have had in the past who have lost their anointings. Why? Because batandika okubeera abayiribi, abafere. They were given a lot of, you know, God has anointed them, you're singing well, but now you start singing funny things, you're not stewarding your gift well, you're not doing what? Before you know it, the anointing is drying, and then we find you now trying to unganawo iriba mu town yawo. You're just there singing, here singing, there in you're the worship what? You're the worship guest in some church there in Nansana, Never quit to go and be a worship guest. Yeah? Yet it wasn't supposed to be like that. So for the things God has given us, LAT, the giftings we have talked about in the past here, the money, the substance we have, okay? The things that have kept us prayer, when we commit ourselves to reading the Bible, not like Grace Joy. Grace Joy, you stopped in Leviticus this year. But if you know the things that God has given you, and then you promise that you're going to read the entire Bible. Now, next year, that year we are concluding the what? But now, let's not stop in Leviticus, guys. Yeah? In fact, Pastor, in the new year, in this world, when the numbers come, bonda and our worship team leaders, we ask them, Malo Soma Bible cover to cover, ya yingida. If you haven't done Bible cover to cover, totulete la wano. Tetwagala ka voice, tetwagala chi. Because these worship team members, sometimes even just send them the word of the week, they don't read it. An announcement, they don't read. We come here. How many people have received? Few people. None. It's you and the pastor and Rachel who sent it. I'll definitely share to read it. And Mark. But sometimes Mark says the day has been long. But the point is, Pastor, the next season, when the numbers are many, twagala only cover to cover. Do we agree? Here, cover to cover. Yeah, before you showcase the nice voices and what, cover to cover. Get it here. The other day we were calculating with Grace J and we realized only 3 chapters a day, Sam. Hey, for you to finish, worship team, cover to cover. You're sitting there on the what? On the projector. They ask you, John, Joshua, what? And you have to first squint, cover to cover. Cover to cover, you're singing a song. Maybe you guys are you're singing a song, and then you say, you're there singing a song. Oh God, about what? Then you sing a line that even doesn't really make sense, even theologically. Negwe no yimbo, no yimba, no leading, no tujanako. We are trying to, with our mouths, to even tell you the word. Na yegwe oliawo, but you're there singing, you're lost in the thing. The thing is not even theological, it doesn't even make sense, but oliawo, cover to cover. Mwena, by the way. Now, really, jokes aside, yeah? We are, for us to be good stewards of what God has given us, let us not stop doing the disciplines that got us where we are. Okay? Let us inquire of the Lord the things that we have learned. When major decisions, let us inquire of the Lord. Have the right perspective. Okay? Anticipate good supply. Anticipate that money is coming. Prosperity is coming. Me, that prosperity is coming through you guys. And I sit here, I see money, dollar. I see dollar on all those empty. Now I won't take away dollar. Prosperity is coming. Glory to God. Yes. So I hope as we enter this blossoming, that we change our philosophy, LAT. Things are going to change. Like someone said, tujabatwala supidi. Supidi. We are not going to ask. We shall just wake up in the morning and say this one, yeah. Other things, we shall talk. Other things will be organic, that even Pastor and I, we shall look back and say, hey, by the way, that was even also one of them. Glory to God. But we are here. The numerical growth is here. Hallelujah. May the Lord bless you.
Last Adam Tabernacle, Christ for the nations.